Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say, joining me on the phone is Alison. Good evening.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. Welcome along. You're here because you have a sort of show in two halves, haven't you, coming up?
Yes, we've got a show on next week at Camberley Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
The group producing it is Simply Theatre, and it's called Songs for a New World.
Fabulous. Now, Simply Theatre, we've had you guys on before, but for anyone who's not heard of you, tell us a bit about Simply Theatre.
Okay, so we're based and perform out of the Rhoda McGaw Theatre in Woking.
Mm-hmm.
We've been running we had our 10th birthday last year, so we've been running for 10 years, and we do mostly musicals, some plays occasionally when we feel like it, but mostly in the Rhoda McGaw. But this is our second show that we've done that's sort of a slightly smaller scale musical in Camberley. So we did one 2 years ago, and this is the second one.
Okay, so Songs for a New World. I have to say, it's a name that rings a bell, but
it's written by Jason Robert Brown, who wrote things. Other ones you may have heard that he's written are The Last 5 Years, or Parade, or Bridges of Madison County, or a younger one is 13. So he's quite a contemporary composer and lyricist. This particular one was written about 1995-ish, something like that.
Okay.
It's unusual in the sense that it's a song cycle, so it's not written with a particular set of characters or story in mind.
Okay.
Or at least it's not normally done like that. But I'll explain that in a bit.
Okay.
And so it's quite often done as more of a concert-type, staged-type setup, because the characters are not necessarily joining up to each other. It's all the songs are supposedly linked by making decisions in life choices, based on different reasons, making a choice to go in one direction or another, basically.
Okay.
I've taken a somewhat different take on the set of songs that there are, and basically I've divided it in two, I'll start with the second half, because that's kind of where I started.
Okay.
Which is, I've chosen songs that do fit, hopefully, a story and a set of characters, and therefore I have adapted the order and setting of those about 10 songs into a piece that we're calling Songs for a New World, which is effectively about a group of immigrants from Europe to America in 1948, post-war,
mm-hmm.
When America opened up its immigration to quite broadly to people affected by the Second World War, and increased the amount of immigration going into America. And it's basically then the story of 10 different characters. Some are American, some are European, and the reasons why they are going on this journey, and some of their relationships between each other, the friendships they make on the boat while they're traveling from Europe to America, basically. So it's as I realized as I was doing this, I was kind of writing it's basically a brand new adaptation of those 10 songs, but I'm not actually having to write any music or lyrics.
That must be quite fun to sort of have the sort of basis of it there, but then to find the story around it. But does the story influence the songs? Do the songs influence the story? How did you start working that out and get to that kind of premise?
Well, I've wanted to do the musical for a long time because there are some really, really beautiful songs in it, really lovely songs in it, both duets and solos and also four-part harmony stuff. It's often, originally, in its concert form, it's done with four people. We're doing it with six in the first half and 10 in the second, so it's quite a different size. Mm-hmm. So I sort of started off with, I don't know, somewhere along the line, I went on holiday 2 years ago to New York City, and we went on a trip out to the Statue of Liberty mm-hmm. and Ellis Island, which is the island where all of the ships coming in from Europe arrived with all of the immigrants. And there's a big museum there, and it was fascinating. We went round it, and somewhere, some little penny dropped. I don't even know where, really. And I got the from the stories that they had in that museum, I thought this was really interesting sort of subject matter, you know?
Mm.
And, and obviously, Songs for New World, you can use the New World part quite literally in this. And it's that's quite a recurring motif in sort of through the music as well, some of the transition-y pieces. And so sort of all of that kind of like just shook around in my head. And in the end, I thought I came up with this sort of basic idea of what I might want to do. And obviously some of the songs suggest particular characters because, you know, there's got to be a couple who are separated and reuniting, for example, because mm-hmm. one of the songs is about that. There's one of the characters is a woman who's having a baby, so that's another one of the characters. So some of the songs kind of suggested it, and then just sort of gradually just sort of started shuffling the songs around, putting them in different orders, you know, trying to make some sense of what the types of character were that would sing those songs, and then sort of gradually sort of build that all together, really. And it's surprisingly flexible, which is what's been interesting, I think. So we've obviously had to do quite a lot of devising and workshopping and working it all out and deciding who's going to sing what and, you know, all that kind of thing. So it really is a kind of that is very much a brand new piece of musical theatre, really. Yeah,
fabulous. It sounds brilliant. And so you're doing a couple of shows at Camberley.
Yes.
Then taking it on the road.
We are. A little bit of a tour is happening after that. And we're taking, so I should say the first half is, so the, about songs, 10 songs in the second half. The rest of the songs that are in the cycle are in the first half of the show. And we, I was kind of just going to do that as a concert thing, mm-hmm. but actually I've ended up giving that pretty much the same treatment, but in a different place. So we're doing that set in a cabaret in the middle of the Second World War. So think cabaret, Fosse, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And so we've got a group of six performers doing the other songs, as it were, more of a sort of cabaret dance type performance. Some of the songs are a bit more like that. So that's that half, and then the second half is the piece going into America. And it's the piece going to America that we're then taking from Camberley, and we're going to the Edinburgh Fringe in August.
How exciting.
10 days, which is very exciting indeed. Yes.
Fabulous. You'll have to let us know how that all goes.
Yes.
We'll get you on the phone from Edinburgh.
Yes, we do that. We could definitely do that.
Absolutely. So tell us again about Camberley then, because that's a little bit closer to us than heading up to Edinburgh, but I'm sure there'll be
people.
If
you've never been to the Fringe, it's a greater chance to go. But So Camberley, we're so I say we've got two performances. That's next Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the 12th and the 13th of April in the smaller theatre space at Camberley. We'll be transforming that into a nightclub for our first half and the boat and keys and things for the second half. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice space. Still a few tickets left. Friday's quite busy. Saturday's got a little bit more room. So be lovely to see a few more people come and see what is effectively a brand new adaptation. And it's world premiere. And we'd be really keen to get feedback from our audience about what they thought about it and did they understand it and, you know, all that kind of thing. Because what we know is it probably won't stand still between what we do at Camberley and what we go and do in Edinburgh instead as well.
Fabulous. So Camberley Theatre and the box office there is 01276 707 600.
Yeah.
CamberleyTheatre.biz is your online.
Yes, I think that's actually changed. So it's CamberleyTheatre.co.uk.
Oh, you're right. It has changed.
Yeah.
Well done. Well spotted the
deliberate mistake. That's okay. It's fine. Yeah.
It's actually on their website.
But it certainly happened. So.
But and tickets, £15 for adults, £13 for concessions.
Yes.
Alison, it sounds really great. It sounds like it's been a lot of fun to kind of play with and get it to where it is.
Yes.
And obviously exciting that you know, you've got this bit next week and then the potential to sort of develop it again into August.
Yes. No, we're really looking forward to that. So, you know, definitely want to hear what people think of it and, you know, what they like and what they don't like. There's time to do some stuff about it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Now, you've sent me over a bit of a recording that we're going to play to give people. So tell us about that.
So the piece that I've sent you is the cast from the second half, and it's the opening number of the second half. It's titled in the piece is opening. Interesting, but it's sort of sets the scene for and introduces the characters for the people that are involved, and it starts off with. So we get to meet the bosun on the ship, the two couples that there are, and all the other characters start to introduce themselves as well. And you can hopefully hear that as you play the piece.
Fabulous. And this is the actual cast that we're going to be hearing?
The actual cast singing the actual cast recording. So this is the real deal. Yeah.
Love it. Alison, we wish you all the very best
of that. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks for coming on to tell us all about it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, bye. Songs from for a New World, and huge thanks to Alison for coming on to tell us all about it. It's at the Camberley Theatre in Camberley, funny enough, Knoll Road in Camberley, 8 p.m. on the 12th and 13th of April. Tickets £15 for adults, £13 for concessions. Get to the website camberleytheatre.co.uk or you can phone the box office on 01276 707 600. And if you can't catch it in Camberley, then in August you can catch it at the Edinburgh Fringe, no less. Absolutely. So yeah, there you go. Get out and enjoy a bit of new theatre. Old songs from another production, but a new story to fit alongside those adapted by the lady herself, Alison, who joined us on the phone earlier on. Huge thanks to her for that. And it sounds like a lot of really interesting, actually. I think it sounds really fab. Right. We'll have another Amdram shout out at the same time next week.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.